With their fourth quarter momentum, the exhilarating EHK Spartans are moving on to the next round of regional basketball action after defeating HSDW 52-34. These girls pushed tempo while pushing the basketball down the court, something that head coach Tom Peterson was proud that his girls were able to do.
I thought all the way through the gals really got after it. So it's going to take a team effort, obviously, going forward. But, you know, offensively wise, I thought we were struggling quite a bit tonight, just kind of uncharacteristic. But we had some kids step up big time tonight. So very proud of everybody and what they did.
HSCW continued to put pressure on Exira EHK all night, especially when it came to driving through the perimeter, as the Spartans had to work for it. The only downfall for the Lady Vikes was that they couldn't hit the open looks when it mattered most.
Well, I thought that was, one of the things we had talked about. You know, I didn't feel maybe that they were the best shooters in the world, but, you know, defensively-wise for them, they were just outstanding. They were up in our grill all night long. They were extremely physical, and, you know, I was just pretty proud of the kids and what they did tonight. You know, it's that time of year. You know, we're starting young kids, playing young kids. We only have one senior, and all of them just did an outstanding job.
Exira EHK featured three double-digit scorers of the night, as Jalen Peterson had 14 points, alongside Taryn Peterson with a total of 13 points in the night. One player that stood out from her average was Harley Fun, as she knocked down 11 points in the night and had over her average in scoring in the first half alone.
She started like the first six or seven games of the season, so I'm pretty comfortable anytime that she comes into the game. You know, Hannah has worked her way back as a senior starter. She's worked extremely hard. I think Harley even plays better and relishes in that moment coming off the bench as our sixth and seventh person. Her and Maine, I thought, both just really came in and provided a lot of positive minutes for us. Very excited for what all of the kids did tonight.
Fawn had previously been struggling on the outside of the perimeter, shooting just 13% on the season from beyond the arc. With Tuesday night's effort from the three-point line, you would have thought the three-pointer was her key shot.
You know, it means a lot. I've been struggling a lot on my threes, and tonight I was just open and I shot the ball and they just went in.
The junior also has experience with success in the past with other Exira EHK teams, who continue to push down to the regional final, and she utilized it in Tuesday's second round of regional action.
Honestly, it feels great. You know, it's not my first time. The past 2 years we went to the final, and that's just the goal to get to this year and hopefully get to state.
Looking down the line for Exira EHK, the Spartans also featured Riley Miller with 5 points, as Kanan Spohr, Hannah Nelson, and Maine Jorgensen all had 3 points to finish off the night. HSCW is led in scoring by Ava Paulson, as she pushed far beyond expectations with 12 points in the night while playing in a tough offensive and defensive role. Right behind her was Delaney Goshorn with 11 points, while Sadie Paulson knocked in 6 points on the night. Grayson Barlow and Ella Langer finish off scoring with 3 and 2 points respectively. While the Spartans are enjoying this win, they are looking ahead to the next round as they battle Trainer, who just beat Shenandoah 61-57 on Tuesday. This game may be the toughest test in the whole regional bracket.
They're extremely talented. They got some talented seniors. We were going to play them earlier in the year, so I'm kind of familiar with what they do. But it's going to take... It's going to take a group effort, and it's all about preparation the next 2 days.
Exira EHK will travel to Trainer on Friday, February 16th, to take on the Cardinals, with an opening tip-off at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Callens, reporting.